This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. The threat of a federal government shutdown continues to loom over Washington just days before the scheduled implementation of the Affordable Care Act.
What led to the political standstill, and how seriously should we take the possibility of a shutdown? We'll talk now with Susan Johnson. She's Assistant Dean of the College of Letters and Sciences at UW-Whitewater, a political science professor there. Susan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, here we are again. Why do we keep coming back to the brink of shutdowns or debt overloads or you name it?
Dysfunction is the word of the day or the year, I suppose. You're right. We've come back to this over and over again. I mean, at the end of last year, we were facing this same sort of crisis where we had debt ceiling issues and we had the we had other kinds of things that were going on. And so it seems like every few months now we have something, and it's just become part of the way Washington operates. It's a terrible way to run a system or a government, but it's become pretty much par for the course.
Is this really a substantial political debate, or is there an element of theater here, or maybe both, I guess?
Is it a substantial political debate? What we're talking about is obviously funding the government and keeping that going and preparing a budget that makes the government continue to operate. There's a lot of theater involved, however. We had Ted Cruz in his 21-hour non-filibuster this week, and we have all this talk about defunding Obamacare as the only way the Republicans will allow a continuing resolution to go forward to keep the government operating. And just today, the House GOP leadership came out with a whole list of conditions for the debt ceiling debate, which is, you know, reaching that limit is coming up in a couple weeks.
So we've got this double whomper here. It's the how do we continue funding the government past next Tuesday, and then the debt ceiling debate. So I've talked to you about this in the past. Somehow they arrive at a deal. We had the sequestration, which involved some cuts that people have found painful, but nothing calamitous yet. Is that going to be the case here? Are we going to muddle through once again?
Well, something has to happen because the fiscal year begins on October 1st. And so if nothing happens, if Congress does not come to some agreement and passes something, then there will be a partial government shutdown. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The issue is, if there is a shutdown, how long would it go? The issue is, if they come to some resolution, how long would the continuing resolution go for? So even what they're negotiating now is only through the middle of December. So we could be revisiting all of this and just a few short months, even if they pass what they're talking about. But the issue right now has to do with the Republican provision that was added in the House to also defund Obamacare, and that's moved over to the Senate now, and the Senate's going to vote tomorrow to remove that provision, and then the Senate will likely pass a clean continuing resolution, which simply keeps the government operating until December 15th. They'll send that back to the House, and then the ball will be in the House's court, and they will have to make a decision about what they're going to do moving forward.
Well, as you mentioned, the target is the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare. If the shutdown happens next Tuesday, does that delay the Affordable Care Act in any way?
No, not really. The Affordable Care Act, most of it falls under mandatory spending, and if the government shuts down, mandatory spending programs continue. So there would be little impact, honestly, to the Affordable Care Act. In fact, Senator Tom Coburn, back in the summer, asked the Congressional Research Service to put together a policy memo essentially saying what will happen if there is a government shutdown coming forward in the fall, and this nonpartisan bureau put forward a report that said that, in fact, the vast majority of the Affordable Care Act will go forward as scheduled on Tuesday.
So we haven't seen a proper shutdown, I think, since the 90s. What kind of things would happen if not postponing Obamacare?
Well, anything that was considered non-essential would be shut down. So issues like national security, that continues. Anything that's part of mandatory spending, like Social Security Administration, would continue to operate. Other things that fall under that mandatory spending would keep going. And things that are under discretionary spending would not. So quite a bit actually would keep operating even if the government shut down.
Suppose we avoid a shutdown but don't reach a debt ceiling deal by the middle of October. What's the impact of that? Anything similar?
Well, the debt ceiling is a different issue in that what that has to do with is paying our outstanding debt obligations. And that would have wide-ranging impacts on the global economy. And we've been hearing about that every time this debt ceiling issue has come up. And it just happens that they're happening somewhat simultaneously. But there's different potential problems. And frankly, many economists have argued that that's the bigger concern, as opposed to a government shutdown that no one thinks, if it happens, would last very long.
Does it complicate the issue that both these things, the fiscal budget renewal and the debt ceiling debate, are happening so just 2 weeks apart from each other?
Does it complicate things? I think it muddies things is what it does, because these two things have been lumped together as there is similarity because they're both dealing with money. But the fact is that they're different things, and when you put them together, it sort of muddies it, and it muddies it for the public. And then it also muddies the ability of both sides, I would say, to negotiate, because even as we're talking about this budget impasse, we have people in the Republican Party, for example, who are telling Speaker Boehner that don't make this the fight, meaning the end of the fiscal year on Monday, but instead move the fight down to 2 weeks from now, when the debt ceiling issue comes up. And others are saying, no, hold firm now. So I think that's what it's doing, coming so close together.
We're talking with Susan Johnson. She's Assistant Dean of the College of Letters and Sciences at UW-Whitewater. We're talking about the possibility of a federal government shutdown as soon as next Tuesday. We'll get into the politics behind all of this coming up after the news.
We'll have more with Susan coming up. You're listening to Central Time right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.